I think the reaction is always the same, because anything that is negative, the expectation of a normal citizen is to see a reduction in the numbers as you go by. And what is very worrying for us in Zambia is that the gender-based violence that we experience today is very different from the gender-based violence that we experienced yesterday, because the one we are experiencing today is characterized by killings. Either a woman will kill a man or a man will kill a woman, of course, with a bias towards the women being the most victims in the cases. What I would want to say is that maybe even as I speak to you, I would still urge the families to strengthen efforts in the protection of married couples, children, and of course the women in these cases. It's quite alarming that it becomes very difficult for me, even as an activist, to comment on them because the worrisome situation, as it were.
Tell me which one you think is correct, Beauty. Some people are blaming this on frustration by men because of what they call the poor economy in Zambia, while others are saying that this is just due to power play where men try to exercise their superiority over women. Which one is accurate?
It's actually both, because as I mentioned earlier, a good number of women are dependent on men. And those men, if they don't find anything meaningful that they should do to bring food on the table, of course, there is that frustration, there is that hunger, there is that anger, and it brings a lot of confusion in the home. There are certain households that are living below a dollar per day. Those are houses where you find that people fight even over food, over a very small amount of money that was supposed to be spent on this, and the wife has spent it on a different thing, and there will be a big fight.
Thank you so much again, Beauty. It's very nice to talk with you.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to talk to you too.